Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll talk to in a few minutes. Joining us now to preview that, talk about the offseason so far, where the Orioles stand in this whole mix, from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Mike Exceso. Mike, good afternoon. How you feeling today? And when we talk about game sevens, sometimes they don't live up to the hype. Last night's did, and then some.
Last night was the whole series really was really good, and last night was just like the perfect kind of like exclamation point on it. And I wish we could have seen like the Mariners have their pitching like completely lined up, because that 15 inning game five where they had to use Castillo in relief, they had to use Logan Gilbert, like none of them really seemed at their best after that. So maybe things would have been different without that, but otherwise it was just a great series from start to finish.
Now, for George Springer, he's a guy that had the success in Houston, and I don't want to take it in the trash can gate and all that. If you do, obviously, I mean, we can roll down that road if we want to, but we look at prime time players. I mean, old school, Bob Gibson was great in the postseason, Catfish Hunter, pitchers, Reggie, obviously, Mr. October, and others. But what about Springer, at least for modern day dudes, rising to the occasion no matter what the circumstances are? Is he going to win the MVP of the American League? I mean, he's capable, but maybe that ship has sailed. But is there anyone more clutch right now than Springer is in October?
Well, I mean, maybe it's like Guerrero. Guerrero's been great too, and Springer, he wasn't good last year, right? He wasn't horrible, but he looked like a player who was in his mid-30s and is kind of reaching the end of the line there. And then this year, he was healthy first and foremost. It's been the first time in maybe 2 or 3 years where he's healthy, and you kind of look at the Blue Jays, their entire team. It's just everybody's just better than they were last year. They had one of the worst offenses in baseball last year. They were below expectations, last place in the AL East, and they made some small changes. You know, Andrés Giménez, Anthony Santander didn't do nothing for them. And so those small changes, the offseason changes didn't do anything, and the rest of the team is just a whole lot better than they were last year, and Springer's a major part of that. And, yeah, he's been one of the best postseason performers of this era. And yes, the Astros stuff, the trash can banging and all that, yes, that is kind of a black mark on his legacy. That's just the way it is, because he was a part of it, and we know people have gone back and tracked who heard the most trash can bangs. He was up there, so that's just part of it. But you look at what he did last night and what he's really done for the Blue Jays all postseason. I mean, he's clearly one of the best postseason performers just of this generation and really all time, right? I think he's 4 or 5 home runs behind Manny Ramirez for the all-time lead in the postseason. It really is incredible.
Now, Mike, before we preview the World Series, let's go to the NLCS. Dodgers sweep the Brewers, and Milwaukee's been kind of a regular participant in October baseball, but just cannot get over the hump. Where does Milwaukee go from here after yet another disappointment? I mean, they went quietly. I mean, Yelich didn't do anything. They couldn't get any offense generated. Where do the Brewers go from here?
Yeah, you kind of look at their offense. It's a lot of contact, but there's not that much power there. And the Blue Jays are a lot of contact with a ton of power. So they have a much better chance against the Dodgers, I think. The Brewers, they kind of run into the same problem every year where they have this great regular season. I mean, they beat all the preseason expectations, and they're just a really great team. And they get to the postseason, and they lose to a team that operates the exact same way but has more money. And I don't know how you could solve that because I don't think a salary cap is going to fix it, because the salary cap is not going to force anyone to spend more money. Like, none of the owners are going to spend more money with a cap. That's a different problem. But I don't know how you think. I don't know what the Brewers do there, because obviously they're doing something right because they're a great team every year. Is it just a matter of you just keep plugging along with what you're doing because it gets you there every year and you just kind of hope things go your way one postseason? That's a little tough because they are a low power team, and we see it every year that home runs are going to win you games in October, and they just can't. They just don't do that. That's not their game. And you kind of look at the Rays are in the same situation, and these teams that are built on depth and, you know, having so many different players contribute, they kind of have a ceiling in the postseason. Like, you get to the postseason, the last like 6 or 7 spots on your roster just don't matter. Those guys just don't play. You know, you need your stars. That's why you see the Dodgers with Freeman and Ohtani. Those are the teams winning championships because the stars are what win you titles. And the Brewers just don't have that. And unless they grow them themselves with Jackson Chourio, unless he becomes that guy, I'm not sure how they acquire that player. I don't know. They're obviously doing something right because they get to the postseason every year. They win 90-something games. They just hit a ceiling when they get there. And that's tough to overcome.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, talking baseball. World Series is set. Dodgers taking on the Blue Jays starts on Friday. And we talked about Springer. How about Ohtani? 10 Ks, 3 homers in the clincher for the Dodgers. But the difference in this World Series, ultimately, Mike Exesa, is going to be what Dodgers trying to repeat, Blue Jays trying to win for the first time since they repeated back in 93.
Yeah, you know, I really think it's going to be the bullpens, neither of which is any good, but Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, has a tendency to kind of like lean on his guys. Like, he still leans on Blake Treinen, like he's the Blake Treinen of old who's dominant, and he's not that anymore. He's at the end of his career. He had a lengthy injury this year. He hasn't been as good in the past, but that's how Robert treats him. He treats him like he's a shutdown reliever, and it feels like one of these games is going to come down to Blake Treinen being in a position that he shouldn't be in. That's kind of what worries me on the Dodgers end, and I think you look at the rotations. If you like lined up the 8 starting pitchers between the two teams, the top 4 are probably Dodgers. Like, their worst starter is Tyler Glass now, and that guy's really good. And are they going to be as good as they were against the Brewers? No, there's no chance they'll be that good again, because really you can't be that good again. That's like just something you don't do again. And also the Blue Jays are just a much better offense there. I just feel like the offenses are so evenly matched. The Dodgers have an advantage in the rotation. I don't think it's a huge advantage, but it is an advantage. And then you just look at the bullpens, like the late innings of this series are going to be like pretty chaotic, I think. And as a fan of those two teams, I would hate it, but as somebody who's like an impartial observer, this is going to be great. I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks in the late innings, a lot of lead changes. I just feel like sometimes Roberts kind of puts himself in a corner where he just doesn't, he'll use guys he trusts that are not the pitchers he thinks they are anymore.
Hey, Mike, with all the job openings and stuff, is there enough candidates to go around, and who do you like best for the Orioles job?
Yeah, well, there's always enough candidates. You know, whether there's enough good candidates is another matter, you know. Pujols is out there, and people I talk to in baseball think Pujols has a chance to be a really great manager. I have no idea if he's the right guy, because really, how could you possibly know? He's never really managed other than in winter ball, but obviously he's gonna be somebody who walks into a clubhouse and it's gonna be like instant respect. You know, you're not gonna be hiring a first time manager who's never played in the big leagues, never really coached at a high level. It's not one of those situations there. I'm not the best person to ask about managerial candidates, because nobody really knows how good any of these people are gonna be until they get in there. I think the Giants talking about hiring Tony Vitello from University of Tennessee. I'm kind of fascinated by that, because he's never played professionally, never coached professionally. He's a career college coach, and it's just a completely different skill set, right? Going from college to professional baseball. You know, we see it all the time in the NBA and the NFL, but it's basically never happened in baseball. You know, Pat Murphy with the Brewers was a longtime college coach, but then he was a bench coach for a long time, and he worked in a front office for a major league team. He had some major league experience there, and Vitello just doesn't have it. And, you know, the Orioles, I know they're connected to Pujols. I'm not really sure who else there are. I think Scott Service was out there, who former Mariners manager. I really don't know who the best pick is. You know, you think you hire the right guy, and then it turns out he's not. You think you hate a hire, you hate who they hire, and the guy turns out to be great. These are just, you know, you're really kind of rolling the dice on managers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
How about this? They don't get two starters, a middle-of-the-lineup thumper, a new bullpen, and a closer. It doesn't matter who they hire as manager. Mike Exesa from CBSSports.com. World Series winner is going to be who, Mike?
I think the Blue Jays in seven games. I really like their offense, and I just feel like the Dodgers kind of have this air of invincibility about them right now, but I think they're beatable, and I think they're on to beat them.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Fall Classic. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure thing, guys. Thanks.
There's Mike Exesa, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. I haven't really spoken to old Quick Draw here much today. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Feeble 5 at 1:15. We're the five worst teams in the NFL through 7 weeks. And then Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. It's Ohio State. Then the rest. Is it Ohio State, Indiana? And the rest. Is Texas A&M for real? I mean, who knows what's going on and what the hell's going on with Maryland right now? Jerry still got them bowl eligible and projecting them to a bowl game, but can they get the 6 wins necessary?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.